Hello out there. This is Jeff Indyke, and you have reached an actual special presentation of my Dial-A-Beat. If you guys are listening to this, you are more than likely listening to this right on Danny Britt's website. And I wanted to thank Danny right for inviting me up here to be able to represent these ideas to you out there in the land of web. If you guys are right, like or write what you hear, and you want to actually call my drum educational hotline, that number is 516-539-BEAT. You guys are right, can hear messages all year round, all right, based off of my drum education show, Hearing and Public Access out on Long Island, based off of concepts, all right, that I'm working on, new releases. And if you guys are right, ever want to throw any questions by me or have any questions, all right, about any of my materials, things, all right, that you would like to study, you guys, all right, can certainly call me anytime at area code 516-263-9782. And again, thank you very much, Danny, for inviting me up here. And I'm going to put together a few of these things, so some more information. Now, what I'm going to be doing today is the work right that I'm doing is a special presentation. I haven't even released these things yet, though they may be released by the time you guys hear this. This is basically built off of a new series of DVDs called the Genetic Funk DVD Series, The Next Generation. Now, I originally did 5 films early on, 1 to 5, and I did 16 cassette tapes. This was a response to a lot of you guys that wanted more. And when I did my television show, I did a couple of genetic funk files, so I had quite a lot of information left over. So here we go. The ideas that I worked off of today were basically built off of the fifth DVD. And I'm going to actually tell you which idea and number these are, so you guys for reference point can know what I'm working off of. This is basically built off of idea 37. Now, idea 37 has 3 basic parts to it. The first part went this way. The cool part about the whole feeling was this 1 and 2 and da. That's the right where that da of 2, 1 and da, kept the third be clear. Now, what I immediately got into is I actually immediately put a 5-stroke roll right on that 1. So the 5, 1 and, or right, left, left, right. Now, you got to really, really be neat with it. There, I leave it out. Now, during the execution of the filming of the series, I had also added a couple of other tones off of the 3. One of my favorites was, I kind of pop in a duh 3 there. I like also too. Me and Danny are always talking about the Common of Pieces Realistic Rock book, and in that book, I always liked the Zeppa, the old Bonzo triplet, which actually, I studied more out of Bonham, but I end up doubling the dot. It kind of has a popish to it. I'll play it. Thank you. playing on or having some fun with that. Now, the second part of what I wanted to do, well, actually, there are three parts to 37. My reference sheets are interesting because my reference sheets are usually one idea, very similar, right, to kind of what Danny does with his 60-second lesson. It's one idea. So I'm basically only working off of the one idea, but then expanding it, right, to more of a lengthier kind of thing. So my lessons are, right, in a way, are more like 5 to 10 minute lessons versus the 60-second thing that Danny does. And eventually, maybe we'll collaborate, right, and kind of, right, I'll respond, right, to some of his 60-second things, which are totally awesome. I'm going to eventually, right, do a thing, right, on his Make Me Smile thing, with his permission, of course. Now, what I want to try to do is the next possibility, again, Harvey Mason, instead of playing one hand, plays one hand. So it's that's kind of like a Harvey Mason sort of approach on it. One hand, So the syncopation is one and the two and the three and the four. It's totally off the beat. This idea in the Tony Williams style. First of all, let me get the five in. Very important. One hand. Again, right, right, left, left, right. You really gotta be neat on that five. Last possibility. Now, the last possibility was actually my favorite because of the fact that, right, that it didn't return back, right, to the four. So it primarily went one and we're totally one and the two and the three and the four and da. It's totally off, right, off the beat there. The thing that I liked about it, and I did a lot of this, right, today in the filming, was this first off, right, Cobham, right, was very, very known, right, for that duh for attack. So if you approach it, as sort of that attack, first off, right, it makes a really good fill. So imagine yourself, right, playing like three measures of rhythm. The other thing I wanted to talk about was this echoing the last duh to another E. Got this from Garibaldi, actually. I don't know if you're catching. One and two and da three and da four and da one. Actually, it's very hard to write to actually count. Let me see right if I can play it rather than try to count it. One and two. Better, right, actually feeling it, right, rather than trying to count it. But if you can hear it, right, I'm cutting across the measure. I'm going to count it if I can. This is, right, a really difficult thing to count and play at the same time. I didn't do so good that last time. One and two, and da three, and da four, and da one, two. There we go. So you're basically right, going right to the two there. This is like the hardest thing in the world to count, though. I like the karaoke. And the last part of right of today's little mini lesson, which I like to call these, is and again, I write, you know, it's kind of wild to write, but me and Danny are both contributing to drumradio.com. I'm doing Bonham's Up, and Danny's doing his great editorials. There's a comment of pieces up there also, too. And I'm going to show you guys as a little finale, sort of like a comment of pieces principle. One of the cool parts I write about this whole syncopation. If we filled up the backbeat, we'll have one of the themes in the Common of Pieces Realistic Rock book, if you have it, was basically built off of one and the two and the three and the four and the one. I'm quoting the book note for note. So if we're going one and two, I'm using that principle. And with the feel. Last thought of the day is again, what I do in a lot of it, what I'm doing around in all the Genetic Funk series, and if you like these series, or if these may be a good start for you guys to want to actually study, is if I take what I'm doing here with the Carminer Pieces feel, which is more of a Bonham feel actually, and then attack the E and the 4, we'll have this, which is more of a Cobham principle. Time. Well, interesting. I kind of ended up back with that original off sort of feel. Well, I'll tell you. I don't need you guys to check me out at DannyBrick.com since you're basically hearing this on Danny's website. But I'll tell you, if you guys want to link over to the page of all my concepts, this is basically built off of the Genetic Funk DVD series, The Next Generation of Final Frontier, though I haven't actually finished it yet, or as of now. Call me again, at 516. I'm going to give you guys another number to me, 516-485-5628. And, of course, all my information is up on Danny's site. Check us out, on drumradio.com. I'm really looking forward. I'm doing a spot called Bonham's Up. As a matter of fact, I may even do a couple of special feature dollar beats special for Danny's site on some of the work I'm doing for Drum Radio. So keep an eye out for me. And thank you, Danny, again, for my big start here up on the web. I feel like I'm kind of becoming an international celebrity, which we all are basically at heart. Very, very good to be here, Jeff Indyke. I'll look for you guys. Thank you.